Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yes, sir.
La música de Harry Frog.
Bing bong.
Bruh. Yeah.
Bitches. Don't ever disrespect me. And we're back for another Dope Info episode. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Hope everybody's been living life, doing great things.
Let me check the stats real quick. Like a 13, Gucci shirt
silk. Is it shocking you? Yes, sir. Why
episode 190.
Yep.
190 of the same old dude.
Yep.
Chill more right here.
Chill Will as usual.
Be something here. This is
Dope
Info once again. Approaching number 200.
Yeah. If anybody asks, consistency is the key. Did everybody have a good week this week?
Yeah, we was off last week, right?
Yeah,
shit was good though. Another week in the books, man.
What?
Got a shout out.
Yeah, I got plenty of shout outs. Shout out to my man Keith. Shout out to my man Steve. Shout out to my man shout out to my man Joe from Norfolk State. Shout out to everybody who's listening. Shout out to our supporters. Everybody, man.
Shout out to this wack ass skinny mini J that I wrote.
Ball team.
I gotta do 45 push ups for that. Shout out to Max, man. His birthday was a couple days ago, I believe.
Yep,
Maximilian. My nigga Dave Parker birthday was a couple days ago.
Okay, P. Pusha P. Pusha P.
Few more people. My whole girl Priya.
I heard he was getting a new contract.
Who that? What?
Because he looks like Van Fleet. That's all.
Who you talking about? You only give me with that shit because I'm just like, I know this nigga's not doing the Van Fleet thing again. Like, every time. And of course you are. Van Fleet? He say Dave Parker look like Van Fred Van Fleet. Okay, yeah. I think, yeah, Parker came do one time, right?
Yeah,
a while ago. Yeah. Okay. I mean, sort of, but I got you.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Magic Johnson. Welcome to D.C. You know what I'm saying? I saw my man in the go-go, you know what I'm saying, on TV. Did y'all see it?
Yeah, he was up there with Ray Essence, man.
Magic was? Magic was in the go-go.
Look that up.
Nah,
they had like a go-go kind of performance at the ceremony type shit, and he was up there awkward and shit.
He
was crying though.
You think they're going to bring it back to RFK? Or do you think they're going to take the stadium somewhere else?
I don't know. They're trying to get it in the... he's saying get it at where RFK at.
Yeah.
Because they tearing that joint down.
Exactly.
Okay, what I'm saying is they trying to get it. It's already torn down. They trying. I don't know. They might put it there. It depends on who going to cut the check, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's true.
Who to cut out to them stadiums. Like, who can get the people to pay for it the most and shit. So, I don't know. Magic and a few other niggas is in there. They had KD at the practice the other day.
I saw that.
Did you see that they already fired two radio niggas yesterday or last week?
Nah,
yeah. These niggas, like at the little practice joint I was talking about KD was at, they had like an open practice joint. And everybody come through and watch them and shit. And some announcer niggas for the radio station, the AM radio, they seen a lady walking by and they started just saying like this sexist, derogatory type of shit about it.
That? We just got out of that, nigga.
Yeah, but they on the air though. They went hard on the air. They was like, yeah, oh, she must be a cheerleader, all this shit. So it turned out she a reporter for the Channel 7. Mm. Her shit better than theirs, you know. These niggas on AM radio. She on TV.
Right. You know that shit still exists.
Yeah, so she found out about it and got them niggas fired off the break. They got fired the next day.
Nah, but for real, who still listen to AM radio? Y'all know anybody?
Hey, bum ass old ass niggas.
Believe it
old
or
ass
not,
white niggas.
Believe it or not,
basically.
I think it's Sonny Jurgen. Doesn't he do NFL Sunday on the radio to comment after the game?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, Sonny Jurgensen is 177 years old, too. You're proving the point. You're proving my point. So, yeah, shout out to them to try and change the culture, I guess, man. I don't know. I'm sure Magic ain't had shit to do with that. That was a GM kind of decision, but it's a step in the right direction, man. Niggas
supposedly, Bama's party because Daniel Snyder gone.
Oh, they there. They had like a fucking block party, nigga.
And
nigga, imagine how much partying he doing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he did just cash out for like the $2 million or some shit. I think he'll be all right.
Shit, I think it was more than that.
And he sold.
Well, I don't know what his exact number was. Yeah.
And sold that big ass estate.
Mm-hmm. Saw that too.
Man, shout out to Sinead O'Connor, man. She passed. You know who that is, Sinead O'Connor.
Sound familiar. I can't put any type of recollection.
It's like an Irish singer and shit.
Okay.
I'm just saying that. Nothing compares to you. I ain't about to sing that shit, but
why not?
But she most well known for she was on Saturday Night Live and she held up a picture of the Pope doing her performance and like ripped it up.
Mm.
And she was like, stop child abuse, stop sexual child abuse or sex trafficking or some shit.
She's straight in my book.
So how did
so when did you think that happened?
Huh?
I just told you that. When do you think she did that?
Not long ago. Don't tell me not long ago and then they clipped her.
Nah.
Oh,
nah.
No.
Shit.
Nah, that shit was like 1992, bro.
Oh, okay.
She got like blackballed like since way back then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she ain't really had no career after that. So like they ain't really say how she died. But she ain't really have no public career after she did that shit. Yeah. She was 56.
Man.
Shout out to Lucky with the Stanky, but
you know he ain't fucking around right now.
Yeah, for sure. That is like for sure.
Speaking of not fucking around, I was watching CNN, and this is about to be a epidemic. These sharks are real bold this summer at the beaches, rolling up on people. For all our listeners and followers, be safe when y'all go on vacation. Y'all know
they attacking more?
Nah, they're just more up. And people be like, oh, shark. And they just automatically start getting out the water. That shit be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm good on that.
Yeah, I've never been or like seen one. Because I've been in the water. You know, they do the little siren shit when it's like a shark.
And also,
whatever, but.
It's also the donkey dick of the week is that father that threw their kid in the ocean like that, trying to teach them how to swim. That was wrong. Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about.
He tossed his baby in the water, and next thing you know, them floaties.
He's out, he's out in the ocean somewhere on like a big boat. It's, you know, at least probably like a yacht from what I think, right?
And he threw his kid in the water?
I mean, she had the, you know how they put the floaties on their arm?
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? But he's on a boat and like just, you know, throws in the water. So, of course, she goes and head down like this with her arms up. So, as soon as she hits the water, the floaties come on.
Oh,
and then, like, the video
shit.
Just cuts. But I'm sure she's fine. It was other people in the water, but.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, no, that's not the best idea.
The smartest thing to do, yeah. Okay. That's crazy. Yeah. I seen a report, I'm guessing it's from Miami. They said they lost a shipment of the coke and the sharks ate it.
I did hear about
some cocaine sharks out here in the streets, nigga. Fuck what you talking about. You talking about be careful. Just stay your fucking black ass out the water. He can't get you if you on the land, nigga. I'm not fucking with no cocaine shark, dog. What are you talking about? Hell no. Fuck that shit.
So, did y'all hear about, I wanted to talk about this, because, you know, my journey in the IT field. I was watching MSNBC, and they say were warning people about what people are doing when they go to airports. And, like, you know, the electric jack to charge your phone, supposedly, if you catch the wrong one, it can steal your data from your phone. You know, it'll lock your phone. So all our listeners and followers, be mindful when y'all travel.
Niggas is not playing fair.
Yeah, they got bricks that got the protection on them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Also, let me, I was at the gym this week, so I was thinking about this, right? So I saw this little, I'm doing the 14-day fitness challenge for cardio and core, right? So I wanted to ask y'all this because I was listening to the article. What are some of the healthy foods that y'all don't like that y'all know y'all should be eating?
Mm-hmm. that we don't like that we should be eating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I should be eating. I don't, nothing I don't like.
That's what I would say too. Like, I mean, I like most of the vegetables, okay, fruits and shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the article. The guy recommended try veggie chips. Instead of doing Utz, you know, something for your lunch. Try to get away from diet frozen meals. Cause you know this, the preservative and stuff.
Oh yeah, nah, niggas are salt.
Yeah, that shit since like college. That's like, I guess I can niggas say, college was frozen than shorty.
Avocado, maybe.
Okay.
Niggas
okay.
talk about how healthy that shit is.
Okay.
But
believe it or not,
I'm not eating that shit.
I read in an article, which is also a healthy snack. Beef jerky. Get you a beef. The low fat beef jerky. That was pretty good. And also, he emphasized, most importantly, stay away from diet soda, because supposedly diet soda, the artificial sugar, is going to hurt you more in the long run than regular sugar.
Oh, yeah. Niggas going to grow ears on the back of their neck off this diet soda.
Oh, yeah.
And the vape. And the vapes. Niggas drinking vape diet soda and even smoking vapes.
You know, I see that a lot when I walk around in D.C. on my lunch break. I do see that a lot.
All right, man. So you mentioned the donkey of the week, and you clearly did not mention the actual donkey of the week. That lady from Alabama, that
Cardi. She was on my docket too.
Yeah, who tried to fucking say it was a toddler.
And that, man. And it's so fucked up. Like, I remember when that shit first happened, Kay was telling me she was like, you hear about what happened? Like, man, that's crazy. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
That's so, like, who wouldn't? I ain't gonna know he, but you know, you go. I will go about it differently.
Somebody,
but like, if you seen the kid,
on,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You going, but I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
And come to find out.
But then it was like, you know, once it started going on and people started talking about it more, it started making less
sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like, what? Well, first off, what kind of plan is this? You just let a baby just walk in the street and then anybody that stops, you're just gonna snatch him up?
Mm-hmm.
What if a fucking cop stops? Or what if a fireman stops or something? Now you just. What the fuck kind of dumbass plan would that be, yo? Like, if your motherfucking ass. And then they had a video of her car just drifting down the street for like 40 feet or some shit. Like, she didn't even stop for real. She just kept going. And now you saying somebody just came and grabbed you? Did you hear what the explanation she gave?
Wasn't something like her boyfriend broke up with her or something? She was trying to get him to miss her.
Like, yeah, man, what the fuck,
bro?
About
to miss some freedom or something, Slim.
What is wrong? What is wrong? That's crazy.
Yeah. She was young, too, right? Like 25
or something? Yeah, somewhere around there.
These youngs is different, man.
Yeah. At the same time, she ruined it for a lot of people, because what happens if something like that is actually serious? Somebody could have been like...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so. I think the community came together and they looked for this lady, even though the story sounded fishy. Everybody came together and tried to find her, you know. I think that will happen again. I don't think people going to be like, oh, that bitch probably lied. If they do it again, you know, it's just like, niggas knew, niggas wasn't dumb. Niggas heard that story, was like, a baby on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get up, saying it was going to woods, try to find her. What the fuck, yeah. And then she just walk up at the crib, like, a couple days later.
Yeah.
Shit, my thought process was like, what kind of fucking dick was this nigga giving her that made her do all that shit, bruh? Like, he had her fucking.
But yeah, she did end up getting charged. They did charge her
with some misdemeanors. I say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think it's false reporting.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Some,
I don't think it should be like
some
kind of crazy
community service.
Yeah.
That might slap her like a weekend or something. I bet you might use all these resources.
It should be crazy. I mean, shit. They use all that. They waste hella resources on those all
shit.
The time, nigga. Sue yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all seen y'all man Mitch McConnell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nigga froze up.
Yeah, I don't know what he had going on.
Just like, I thought you was imitating him just now. Oh, no. That nigga just stood nigga there. He came to the podium and just stood there like, they had to walk his cump ass off.
That nigga just was sick. I don't know, man. Shit, that, and then I'm sure, of course, y'all heard of what happened to Brownie and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's shit crazy, dog.
Shit crazy shit.
Shit, they said Mitch McConnell, he went up there and started thinking about black people being happy. And he just froze up. It's like, chill. Oh, fuck, I can't have that.
Chill.
Yeah, but that shit with Bronny is crazy, man. Like, he might be done. If he got, like, some kind of heart thing condition, or something, yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I know, I remember in high school, dude same grade as us, who ended up passing away on the court like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing in the middle of a game. You know what I mean? Dribbling the ball with no clue.
And the thing is, like, and I think some of this is because I be too online sometimes, and I've been kind of detoxing on my phone, mostly because it's broke, which is cool. But, like, these fucking conspiracy vaccine niggas is like, yeah, like, you see what's happening with her? Like, shut the fuck up. Just like you said, like, that was 20, probably almost 20 years ago.
About 20 years ago, exactly.
Yeah, shit, yeah. Motherfucking, nigga played for the Celtics, died on the court in the 80s and shit.
Right.
Or it might have been the early 90s. Like, that shit is crazy. It happens. Fucking Jeff Green had a heart thing, yeah, which is crazy that the nigga's still playing and got a chip.
Shout out
to Jeff Green.
Chris Bosh's career was cut short.
That was he didn't have a heart thing. Something. Blood clots is what he had. Which is another thing. Right, nigga said it was a vaccine thing. You're getting blood clots from the vaccine. But, nah, niggas always get this shit. Your stupid ass wasn't paying attention. But, yeah, dog, that shit crazy, man. Dog, I know it's kind of morbid of shit, but could you imagine if this nigga would have died, son? If LeBron's son would have died on a basketball court?
Illuminati sacrifice.
Firstborn Illuminati blood.
Yeah.
No, I was just almost with tying it to another subject, but I'm sure y'all heard about Gilly's son getting killed.
Yeah.
So the conspiracy theory, oh, y'all niggas got 100 million, so they...
Now you gotta give you up. You just
sacrifice somebody.
Yeah. Like, y'all niggas is fucking losers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas need to write fiction stories or some shit. Y'all got crazy-ass imaginations. But, like, yeah, man. Prayers up for Gilly, too, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's tough, son. And, you know, fight tonight. He got, like, the Gilly Fest and shit tonight where they, you know, a lot of performances and shit and showing the fight.
Yeah.
And shit, you know, that's the type of thing where, like, it's too much into it to, like, cancel it. You know what I mean? So that's the show got to go on.
Yeah, nah. He will have to probably, like, take a step back. You know what I mean? But
yeah, definitely
can't cancel too much money right now. No shit to cancel, man. But yeah, that shit is tragic, man. I ain't even know his son was like that. Like, he was kind of popular in his own right. You know, I know a lot of it was because his father, but he had a following and all that shit, man.
Speaking of Gilly and Wallow, I like the Desi Banks skit he made in front of Wallow, and he pretended like he was Wallow, and Desi Banks walked over. He's like, "Look, you got to start chasing your dreams." You know how Wallow be making a video, and then Wallow came in and was like, "You know, that's my concept. You know that, right?" That shit was funny. But I like Wallow and Gilly, though. It's very authentic, you know? It's not watered down. This is who they are. That's why I like their show.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
I can't say I watch it.
I watch it all the time. One of my favorite ones when he was talking to Dirt. Because I like the one he talked to Dirt. I like the one with Cam'ron and, you know, obviously, because that's my boy. The one with West Side Gun.
Boo, 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 boo.
And shout out to my cousin on the podcast show. Yes, I'm still rocking with West Side Gun, even though he had the sandals on. That's still my guy. He had the sandals on, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was a screenshot early in the morning. My man did have the sandals on, yeah.
Shit, while we was on the fight, who y'all got in the fight?
You know, that's going to be a good one. Everybody keeps saying Spence. This going to be a good one.
I like Crawford.
It's going to be a good one, y'all. They both had Air Force Ones on, so y'all already know what type of energy it's going to be.
They playing that shit. They call each other like, yeah, you wearing the Forces? Black Forces. I bet. Both of them bought the Forces together in the store, shit. Hype it up. It's like the Caleb Plant nigga, he slapped fuck out of Jamel Charlo. Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
But even that
up to
shit,
it.
Look, I was looking at it. It was,
it looked kind of WWF.
It did,
man.
Kind of, right?
Yeah.
But
cause like if you a boxer and another,
I was like, you just like, dude, walk up on you, just swing, cause he ain't even like move.
He
nothing.
Didn't put his hands up or nothing. Nah. Like it, like you. The nigga trained so much, he had to force. But you got to force your hands
not
down.
To, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Your instincts will put your hands up. Yeah,
even if you didn't think like nah.
Yeah,
on,
it almost had the fucking Ric Flair slap to it.
Yeah,
it
like even like I mean like even like the average person, like if somebody walk up on, like
you
going, you know what I'm saying? You're not just going.
He clearly had intentions. He wasn't talking. He wasn't saying shit. And the video just starts up and he gets
and like he ain't even really try to get back at him.
Nah, he you just know what said, I mean? "Hey, you better not do that again." Like what?
Yeah, it might have been. Probably was. Like,
you better not do that again. Like what, nigga? Do they got a fight? They got obviously got a fight scheduled or something. Or that's the next fight.
So the one who got slapped is not the one who fighting Canelo, obviously, right?
I don't know. I know there's two of them. But
yeah,
I know
they twins. But,
oh, okay.
And one of them was supposed to fight Canelo, but then something happened and he's not. But yeah, I don't know which one just got slapped just now.
Jamel.
What's
the other? You know the other name?
Jamal.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. I didn't. Know
I know.
Name.
Yeah. Jamel.
I didn't know the
Jamel
name
and Jamal.
That close. Okay. So yeah. I know what's up with a J, so it could have been either one of them.
Right. That's why, yeah.
Yeah,
but that wasn't.
That shit crazy, because he real live, like, leaned his face into it.
Mm.
It looked more phony than the Chris Rock shit. For real. Because even he kind of put his hands up a little bit, like, after he got slapped.
Shit, speaking of getting slapped, man, it's a dude spent $20,000 on a dog suit, and the joint actually like looked like a dog, looked like a big ass dog, but this dude spent $20,000 because he wanted to live out his dream and be a dog,
like that furry shit.
Yeah, like it's furry, like it looked just like a dog, and like he's in it, obviously, you know how you like mascots or whatever, but like
that's what you call them niggas though, they call themselves furries.
I got you.
Dress up in the costumes and shit, and they take on like a different persona as a dog or a fucking squirrel or owl or some shit, you know. I watched a dude do a kind of interview kind of thing with them niggas, and I got a little bit better understanding for them. I thought they was like mad weirdos, and it was like a sexual thing, which is real judgy of me, as I, you know, obviously, but that's not right. But it's not even a sexual thing. It's most of them niggas are like autistic and shit. And this is easier for them to interact with the world behind
this.
But
this joint right here, that's him right here rolling around in the joint.
Oh, man, with the motherfucking. He looking like Lassie out here.
Yeah, man.
That's
like
not
big
the furries don't be on a on a pant.
Yeah, he actually like trying to beat the joint. Look at this dude.
How is he doing this?
So he down on all fours.
But where his fucking feet?
I don't, that's, you know, like, if you spend $20,000 on that bitch, it better look like that. But you can tell the joint ain't real just because of how you move. Because
it ain't real.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't real.
Yeah, dogs don't move like that. It's very robotic, too. Look.
Nigga stiff as a bitch.
Left, right.
He don't do
left, look. Look.
Look, he waving look, his hand and shit. Look.
Yeah.
Niggas wild, son.
Y'all funny as shit.
They rolled over.
You can tell it ain't real because the tail don't move like that on the real dog.
And then he started waving at the end with his paw.
Look at the nigga face, man. Yeah, it looks like dog. Like, all right, cool.
Yeah, nah, people.
So the furry niggas do that shit to kind of have a community, I should say, you know, and they interact with each other behind these masks and this. Nah, this nigga on some other shit.
Because
that's you trying to look like an actual
to look
even
the
look
part.
At the dog.
Yeah.
Like, dog, the fuck out of here, son. The fuck out of shit is this nigga off, on?
This nigga start waving with his paw and shit. Watch.
The dog said, "What is this nigga on?" He got the fuck out of there. The real dog got out of there, son.
And they're like, nah.
Fuck that shit. This nigga's weird. And they petting him. It's people petting him.
He got our own and shit.
They worse. They for worse sure. than him. They patting him in the streets like that's a fucking real dog. Niggas, wow. That's crazy.
For sure.
Yeah, that shit beyond crazy. Who y'all got? Where's the fight going to be at tonight? Is it going to be in
Vegas?
Oh, Vegas. Okay. Who are going to be the undercard fighters? Any up and coming new fighters?
Only dude that people probably know is the dude with Pitbull.
Okay.
Who fought Tank.
Okay.
Probably a couple years ago now.
Okay.
Pitbull Cruz.
You know, speaking of Tank, I was watching a video of his trainer on YouTube, And one thing about it's the bald headed dude and the dude with the sunglasses.
Talking about Calvin.
Yeah. I like how they scout talent as early as 7 years old with the boxing. And they were talking about how.
It's another little young boy. I think he like 7 or 8.
I wanted to bring. And he said, you know, Tank not only is a champion, but he showed everybody the way around Baltimore who's up and coming, who maybe want to become a fighter or, you know, who are in a certain circumstance. So, like, shout out to that trainer, those two trainers, the bald head dude and the dude with the glasses, you know?
That nigga Cuddy, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cuddy from the Wild. Fucking all the single moms.
Yeah, man. That's dope how they start them young as early as 7. And so, like, when they get probably within, when they get 20, they beyond ready.
Yeah, them niggas is little machines for real.
Yeah. And it's like a youth boxing tournament. It's kind of like the equivalency of going to AAU. Mm-hmm. Something glove tournament, you know what I'm saying? And it's like where teenager is like for the youngins, and they just, that's where they go scout them at. I'm like, all right, you know, I just learned something. Because you do martial arts. Do you do what Tank and them do? Do you just hit the speed bag and do crazy sit ups all day?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Nah, them niggas professionals, dog.
Okay.
I don't do anything. I don't do my job professionally as well as they do their job professionally. Okay. I'm definitely not doing that shit for the love, the way they doing it.
Okay.
Them niggas is different beasts, man.
Okay.
That motherfucker flipped his goddamn car like 7 times. We saw it.
True.
Flipped out that motherfucker.
Yeah, now he about to fucking fight for millions of dollars again. Like, how you even survive that shit for real?
Correct. God, man.
Well, so he's still here.
Italian engineering, motherfucker, is what that was.
True.
Throwing like a buck 40.
Mm-hmm.
He inked up, too.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Link, ink my whole body up." You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. So let me ask y'all this, though, man. I was listening to it and driving over here. I haven't finished listening to it, but Travis Scott, man, I was expecting, you know, it was all right. You know, it's all right. You know,
what were you expecting? You didn't even finish your sentence. So that shows you weren't expecting much.
Yeah.
You know.
So that joint don't sound like the last joint. The last joint was all right to me.
Yeah, it's different.
I think it was his last joint.
The Astro World show?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
All right, so yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, nah, it sound the same. Like I said, once he said that lyric about the baby shooting somebody in the Walmart, I turned it off, man. That shit was corny. And then it's like a song with Drake, and he kind of throwing shots at Pusha T and shit. It's like, y'all niggas is fucking clowns.
Mm.
And it's definitely talking about him. Said something about melting down your boss's chain and shit, and something like that.
Oh, yeah, talking about Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say he bought his
melted it down.
Yeah,
but like for you to get on a record and spit a lyric about somebody else's body, somebody else catching a body, like somebody else, another rapper catching a body, and you're fucking Travis Scott, like, shut the fuck up, nigga. You fucking dude.
What y'all think?
Slap the shit out that dude.
So what do y'all think about the Melly court cases? You hear about the mistrial?
Yeah. get your shit together, chief.
Did y'all hear about the Melly mistrial?
It was a mistrial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because fucking police are idiots, man.
Yeah, I don't know the details. What happened?
I think it's because they're not, the investigation is fucked off. Like, I remember there was a guy that
so
was...
that's why he in court smiling every time you say it. Shit.
He's smiling because he's fucking demon.
That too.
The devil man face ass. But
the yeah, I'm not sure why the mistrial was happening. I saw that they was, it was like an investigator that was trying to ask the judge, could he testify with a fucking mask on, but because he was acting like his life was in danger and shit, like they threatening my life.
They're trying, trying to make homeboy look more worse.
Right, yeah, like, yeah. And the judge was like, nah, nigga.
Get your three actors out of here, nigga. Like,
what the fuck, son? Yeah, you already swaying the jury and shit by doing all this shit. So just that kind of shit is why probably why they had a mistrial, because they on bullshit. But that don't mean he going nowhere. Like, they just going to try his ass again.
Yeah. I think this fall.
Yeah.
Shit gonna be. And also, that what was interesting is that, like, about it was, they got, so, from what I saw off the YouTube video, and your homeboy, the white dude,
Bruce Rivers, yeah, he's Bruce a criminal Rivers. Lawyer.
Yeah, giving free game, yo.
Bruce Rivers, he's a criminal lawyer.
And he can't, I like how he come out his, I like the intro, how he comes out
snitching,
the car.
Stop snitching, nigga. He got the hat on the desk with the pistol right there. He like, stop snitching on yourself, nigga.
I like how he, his perspective, I like how he breaks it down.
Yeah, man. Basically. Because he not on nobody's side.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
He on his client side is what he on. Like, nigga, and, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. One of the things he was emphasizing when I watch his videos, whenever you make those videos with those props, with the guns and those lyrics, he was breaking down how basically if you get into a jam, all that's going to be used against you.
Yeah.
I also liked how he talked about on one video how a lot of the guys, like he spoke about Kodak Black situation and a lot of other rappers, they have to make that money back because remember when you hire me, you got to pay me.
Shit, you seen Yak doing the song with 6ix9ine?
Yeah, I was just about to ask you what y'all think about that.
Shit,
what y'all feel about that?
Boosie ain't rocking.
Yeah, my man.
Boosie ain't rocking a lot of shit. Boosie's a fucking rockhead.
Boosie, badass.
Some say it's a business move.
No, everyone says it's literally what it is, nigga. He made a song to make money.
Yeah.
I don't give a
fuck.
Like,
apparently, it was like a line got scratched out where he basically was like talking about 6ix9ine, like. I forget what he said. Basically,
I'm making cheese with a rat or
something
like
that. Yeah. Matter of fact, I think I said that. Yeah,
he said that in the song.
Something. Yeah, I'm making cheese with a rat. Yeah, you can hear Jack saying that shit too.
That's actually very funny. I didn't know.
That's tight though. He sent that shit over. Like, yeah.
Hey, nah, they sent that shit up.
That's funny.
I fuck with his new album though.
Who?
Kodak.
Yeah, I fuck.
Yeah.
I'm smoking on some Kirk McGirt.
Yeah, that nigga be wild.
Put the syrup in the black. It don't burn like that.
Yeah, I fucks with Yak, man. He's different.
For sure.
And it's always going to be some different.
If you ever
shit.
Get the chance, check out like videos of him when he was young.
Yeah. Shit, check. Even that first song he came out with, he looked like a little ass baby and shit. Niggas rapping in the park.
I fuck with one of my favorite songs is Skrilla by Kodak Black. That's my joint. All about my Skrilla.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got some joints.
Young gang poppin' with these niggas.
Yeah.
I wanna say poppin' with my niggas. Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't know about him is that like the younger generation, man, he's GOAT to them. They fuck with him hard.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all seen it. It's been some videos of Yak lately, like, not looking too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he in his Lil Wayne. He on his Lil Wayne type beat, for real.
Yeah, when you listen to his new album, he got one song where he admitted, he said, what was the lyric? I party hard. I hit the scene. I hit a little bit of X, a little something. I became a fiend or something like that, though. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga had everybody in the club saying, I knew that perk was fake, but I still ate it. Because I'm a super gremlin. Nigga, that nigga's a genius. he what you call like a idiot savant. Like he's a genius.
But he gonna sell out them crowds.
But a
like a fucking idiot at the same time.
Yeah,
you know?
But he gonna sell out.
Contradiction of man.
Yeah.
Very interesting character though. He needs like a TV show or something, like a day with Yak or some shit. Just yeah. He be one of them niggas that just say shit. Like it seems nonsensical, but it's gems at the same time. Kinda like ODB used to do. Mm-hmm. Say shit that was like, what the fuck did he just say? But then you really think about it.
He can say it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, that was actually like a bar for real. Like he really said some shit right there.
And then he got the accent, yeah.
Yeah. Let me drive the boat.
Yeah.
That's funny as shit. Shit, what y'all think about them firing all the niggas from ESPN, man? They got everybody out of there. Bomani show not coming back.
Nah,
on HBO. Show,
that and his podcast.
Oh yeah, y'all ESPN
y'all,
too.
Yeah.
But
I mean, somebody like Bo, he gonna find a way.
Yeah,
he
most of them niggas gonna find
go
somewhere.
The independent route.
Yeah.
But I mean, shit, ESPN they trying to get. They lost, like they said, like $5 billion during the pandemic. Not just people think it's just like TV and shit, but now it's like from the parks that was closed, movies, all that shit.
I don't know. But when they say stuff like that, I take it with a grain of salt because sometimes they mean we didn't make the $5 billion
make, right.
that we
That's
thought
true.
We
either
were
way, either way,
make.
They look at it as a loss.
Right. They didn't take a loss. They
and
did,
shit.
They didn't take a loss. They made a win. They just didn't make a bigger win as they thought they were going to make.
And shit, they're bringing over Pat McAfee. They gave him like what $7,500 million. You know they're saying
they gave him
something crazy. I think they're doing like
wait
a
minute. Wait a minute. $750 million. I said 75.
No. Yeah, I think I don't think no. Not seven. That's homeboy the soccer dude. Who
that's what
that
you
rent.
Just said. You just
I said
said
75 to 100.
Oh, to 100.
Yeah,
okay,
I think
okay.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. And then you know they're saying that Shannon Sharpe might be coming to ESPN.
Good for him.
So they got to clear some money for this nigga.
And also another thing, I didn't like that meme that they made about him dancing. You understand that man played in the NFL, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Let that man party in two-step.
Oh, that's
it. Oh, they said.
So you doing? What was like?
The Beyonce, I just want to have a good time. And they said he got a stiff back and stiff hips. But I'm like.
No, you're not strong. That nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
he probably do got stiff
even if he
back.
Did, even
stiff
if he wanted to, he could move a certain
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
You know
like, I was like, man, that man played in the NFL.
He still could probably play right now.
Yeah, I was like, man, let my.
Body hurt like shit.
Yeah. I was sitting there. I was like, let that man do his thing.
He had a couple knees or hip surgery or something.
Yeah, my man was in that joint rocking, too. Like, man, do your thing, Shannon.
That nigga was using the fucking outhouse.
Yeah.
He was a grown man.
Yeah.
Man, that's fucking crazy.
But yeah, they let a lot of people go, man.
Exactly.
Jenna Rose, Max, like Ty McShay, a bunch of big names.
Yeah. Van Gundy.
Van Gundy, yeah.
Van Gundy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man. Y'all seen this, this fucking Gen X shit or whatever these niggas are, Gen Z. This NPC shit these niggas is doing on the fucking on the TikTok.
What's
they
that?
Got a bitch making she said $7,000 a day on TikTok.
Doing like a Chinese.
Nah, so it's like supposed to alright, so what an NPC is, it's like a non playable character on a video game, like on the Grand Theft Auto, the niggas you run your car, run over with your car shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they just sit here and this is it right here.
Strong woman, take a jug. Yeah, strong woman. Hee ha, yes. The guy feeling like a cowgirl. Let me write it. Take you who? Take you bro. Ask me, so good. Yeah, strong woman. Gang, 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 gang.
For hours.
Coconut. Gang, 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 gang. Grab. Ask me, so good. Gang, 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 gang.
For hours, huh?
Gang, 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 gang.
And niggas. So, I know we audio and shit, so she's just standing in front of the camera just making these fucking stupid-ass faces and saying these things, but people are paying money. Like, she's reacting to people paying her money. They're paying the money to put these stickers up there. She's reacting to the little stickers. So, she's making $7,000 a day doing this.
You know,
gang.
You know, speaking of dumb, have y'all heard about this scammer who made a rap song about scamming?
Oh, that nigga late. I mean, niggas been doing that. Yeah, he was talking about it was a nigga that was doing that years ago. His dumb ass actually got arrested for doing that shit too. But Yeah, he I saw that shit. Telling niggas how to spoof the credit card and shit. Nah, this bitch is making this money legitimately. And it's funny as shit because she like Canadian or something. She French Canadian. So I seen like some clips where she was doing this shit and then like her kid was wilding in the background and then she just broke out of this fucking weird ass character and started speaking French and shit like all angry. She's like, "Shut up, what's saying? Shut up, what's saying?" And then she went back to gang, 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 gang. I ain't my cowgirl. I ain't my cowgirl. Like, niggas is paying her to do this shit.
I ain't even mad at her.
Hell no, I ain't mad at her. Nah. But God, I feel like damn, I know who. Yo, niggas is weird as
I
shit.
I would say I think I know who's watching her do that. Like, which
who?
Particular portion, population.
Who?
The people who she sound like, kind of. Or people who created the TikTok.
No. I mean, what you mean?
I'm just saying, you see black people sitting there watching that shit?
I don't know. She black?
I know.
I can't. Like, I think a lot of with the this younger shit, like, it's more of a melting pot for real. Like, they don't even really look at it like, you know, this black girl doing this thing. It's just like she's the queen, gang 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 gang. Like, niggas is giving her money. Like, this sticker, she getting thousands, and each one of them stickers, like, people will pay whatever it be, $2 or whatever. After the TikTok takes their cut, she makes like a fraction of a cent on them joints, right? So there's people that she's getting like hundreds and thousands of people doing this
doing
shit.
This to eat to make that to make that much bread. Money. Right.
Yo, it's fucking insane.
That's what I'm saying,
these niggas is weird as shit. Like, the whole time, it's money everywhere. Yeah. It's money out here. Where does that come from? Like, this nigga, that's somebody's labor. Somebody worked and paid her. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Gang, gang.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, this world's wild, man. Wild world we live in now.
It is.
Turning this shit.
Yeah. Speaking of turning shit, have y'all been watching UFC recently?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a fight tonight too, though. With, I think Poirier. And,
yeah.
Somebody else. Yeah. Geechee? Geechee? Yeah.
Geechee, yeah. Geechee. Justin Geechee, yeah. And Poirier.
Shit gonna
be. Yeah, should be some good wreck on both sides tonight.
Yeah, but that's Benson Crawford, that Black Air Force energy. Trying to tell you, that shit cool. I'm really looking forward to this, though. One's from Newark, and the other one is from...
Who from Newark? Who you say?
Spence is from Newark, right?
Nah, he's from Texas, somewhere. I think maybe Dallas.
Or was it Crawford? That's from...
Crawford from Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
Damn, he real out the illest nigga in Nebraska.
Yeah.
What you say? Spence is from Nebraska? But Crawford.
Crawford's from Nebraska. Spencer's from somewhere in Texas.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck is that?
Yeah, apparently that like, he put up something saying, or he, I think it was on the All Access. Him and Shakur was talking about, like, who he was going to walk out with. He was like, man, I don't know, you know, it'd be crazy, like I brought Eminem out.
Yeah,
so, like, apparently Eminem responded to some shit.
Venom.
I was thinking too, like, what song would he come on to? Like,
Venom.
I don't know. Probably that joint. You only got one shot.
Spaghetti.
Probably one shot with that joint.
Man. Yeah,
it would have to be like whatever song, like, to come out to. Shit. You know what I mean? You can't come out to that goofy shit.
How old is this nigga? Eminem shit is that goofy shit.
But that goofier, goofiest shit.
The fact
like, you know.
That you even asked for Eminem and shit. You would even know the name of my band when we come out to that joint.
Yeah.
At best, if you want to, maybe you should come out to Stan, you know?
Stan.
Oh, okay.
Nah,
just leave Eminem at home.
Yeah, stay at home, guys. Stay where you at. When you seen you
I didn't ask you to come. They said, what would my ideal, you know? If I wanted you to come, I would ask.
Right.
I was just playing in my headphones while you at stay at home shit. Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
but it's not the flex niggas think it is. It's cool. I mean, the somebody. Flex. Yeah, because it always sounds like ass. Like it's the, none of it's wired.
Especially when they when you hear more of them trying to rap over this. Oh, yeah,
because it's not wired for fucking sound. It's boxing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They come out there, the music be all loud, and most of the times niggas just get the lip syncing and shit. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who it was. Shit, somebody came out with Chief Keef. Was that Tank?
Tank came out with Chief Keef.
Yeah, he just started lip syncing the joint, and then he just stopped halfway through and shit. It's like, oh, I look like a fucking dumbass. But
because it's so loud, and them niggas can't hear that shit neither.
Yeah, exactly. It ain't no nothing. It ain't wired for shit. So you might as well just have a nigga doing his Soul Train shit. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody lip sync on Soul Train. Nobody sang live on that shit. That was like, some people refused to go on there because they wasn't lip sync and shit.
You know, you fucking up the brand. Yup.
Man, bless everybody that's out here in this motherfucking heat, man.
Man, yeah, this what?
Shit is ill.
This shit is blazing. Damn.
It's been real. It's been
real. I work like the block from the White House and shit, so it's like an extra 10 degrees and them buildings, all that. 100
degrees, juvenile.
Damn, son, the concrete be hot, the damn vents, the damn stank-ass sewer vents still be spitting out hot-ass air. Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you feel this heat coming from your speakers already? I'll just spit.
So you know it's like 1,000 degrees under that bitch.
And speaking of heat, just like, and you see a lot of youngsters with these hoodies on, bro.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, I just,
like, how they not passing out and falling out like it's, and sweating like shit. And then most time they don't even be sweating. Like,
killed two niggas out in Southeast and shit.
What happened?
They killed two niggas in Southeast. So boys was walking around with the fucking Pooh Shiesty and the hood on and all that shit. There's a bunch of other niggas with the hoods and the Pooh Shiesty jumped out the car, hit them with the assault rifle and shit.
What y'all doing? All right. Yeah.
It's just they out here doing dirt and they thinking ain't nobody gonna identify who they are, but it's like real live 100 degrees, like y'all niggas are gonna fucking die if they don't fucking shoot you.
To all of our listeners and our followers, if you guys can magically somehow, like I was trying to tell my man B, I want to try Juvenile's Juvie Juice.
Hey, yo.
No homo.
Super.
Rewind. Oh, come on, dog.
Huh?
Yeah, that was pretty nasty.
Why are you gay?
You know, he became famous overnight.
Tell me that.
Yeah. Shout out to my Ugandans, yo.
Yeah, you wild out with that one.
Man, y'all know what I meant, yo.
I did not know what you meant.
Oh, so matter of fact, while we on that,
what are you talking about?
Y'all. Juvenile has his own his own alcohol beverage.
Oh, okay.
He said you got to clarify that.
I'm good on that.
Okay.
I'm not going in the store asking for that. Yeah. So
where you? What you trying to get? I need that juice.
Yeah, please. Will everybody hear me? I want Juvie Juice.
Yeah, your man Putin signing the law, banning the sex chains.
Yeah.
And like no health care for that shit. Yeah, no. So like no whatever.
That shit crazy, dog. They just like politicize these people, man. Like, why the fuck do you care? Why do you care? What does that affect in his government and his policy of his people? What is it? What does that help? What does it benefit? What is it for?
It's true.
Why even talking about this shit?
If he dies, he dies.
Niggas is dead. Yeah, like real life. It's the same shit with these aliens now. Now niggas want to talk about aliens and shit. Like, hey, look, y'all. Aliens always been around. Y'all weren't crazy. There's aliens. Aren't y'all interested in the aliens? Like, fuck no, nigga. We don't care. Nobody cares anymore.
The people who are, who be claiming aliens, you were probably shrooming or you were dumb smack.
It don't even fucking matter. Unless these niggas is coming down here showing us how to do some sustainable farming or some shit. Like, who fucking cares? Like,
true. You know, y'all heard the new conspiracy, right?
What?
They thinking that with all this alien shit or whatever, they're saying that they thinking that it's China doing shit that we just don't know how the fuck they doing this shit.
No, man, I know. Fucking stupid. Like,
that'd be the dumb shit people be on.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like the shit be, the stereotype be that China is like this bumbling shit, and then there's same time they're doing all this wicked magical shit like dragons and like what the fuck, dog? What? No. The most likely story is that it's some fucking alien thing. Some shit flew over here. But the question is like, okay, what now? Who cares? Like, what? It's not changing anything. Nothing's getting better. You're not going to distract niggas with this shit. Like, well, yeah, they are. They already did.
They doing it.
Yeah. Niggas are distracted by the fucking Kendall Jenner and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. That shit crazy, bro. Like, real live. They just, it's like, hey, man. We got these aliens and shit. Mm-hmm. On a Wednesday, they just dropped it like niggas was gonna get hype.
Oh yeah. Like, come, what they call that joint? Station 55 or some shit. What is the
Area 51?
Area 51.
Yeah.
So yeah, come check us out.
So what y'all think about what's going on with the running back situation? You know, they're all coming together to fight for more money.
Running backs over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting to me on the standpoint of, like, these niggas is moving. And I don't know if this is a common thing because I've never been, like, in a union for real. But it seems like they about to have to make a union inside the union, like a union of running backs. Yeah, and I think Dominique Foxworth was talking about that shit. He was saying that might be the move. Yeah, because they're not getting
Their salaries is going down. Like, yeah. That's how their, you know, niggas get tagged or whatever. Like, their minimum, like, I think he said, like, in 2013 or 15 was, like, $13 million. And now it's, like, 10.1 or some shit.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
And everybody else shit going up.
Somebody was saying, like, how does, what's the running back from Giants?
Saquon.
Yeah, how he get $11 million and he's, like, the best running back or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Top five. And his quarterback is bottom five in the league or whatever. He got 40. Yeah.
Quarterback driven league.
White people.
Yeah. But that quarterback in particular, if you look at his stats, ain't shit without Saquon.
That's the point. Yeah. It's like they're right there in the same backfield. They're like, this nigga stinks. This nigga's great. And anything he does is because this nigga's great. And he can't even do nothing with that because he stinks. Yeah, that's why I don't watch football, brother. That's why I think about it. I don't watch that bullshit. I do watch the soccer, though. Y'all seen Messi out there?
Messi,
shit was like a fucking movie, son. He came out there and got the free kick off the first game and shit. Had out there for like 10 minutes just jogging around, chilling and shit.
Getting the bag.
The nigga, shout out to Smurf, man. He went to the game and shit. He was there. Nigga, I think he paid like $1,500 for the tickets and shit.
Oh, that shit was live.
Yeah, because the, what's that concert was going on down there too? Rolling Loud. Yeah, he at that joint. He was at that joint. He went to the game and shit.
How's your commute to work? Is it bumper to bumper? Is it smooth?
Nah, I ride. I ride a commuter bus. You know?
Oh, okay.
So I just go to sleep until I can't get into the parking garage in the building until I get my badge. I ain't got my badge yet.
Okay.
Hey, man. Shit, man. I almost got hit with the fucking swindle the other day. You know? So I get a call from some motherfucker talking about, did you order a package from overseas and shit. And I'm like, maybe, because I ordered some shit from Amazon, sometimes shit come from China and shit, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I ordered this thing, yada, yada, yada. But and they was like, nah, this came from Mexico. We intercepted a package in your name, and it had $10,000 in cocaine in it. And this the Border Patrol, and you know what I'm saying? We trying to figure out, like, what's going on with this and shit. So in my head, I'm kind of fucked up because I'm going through this shit with the clearance and shit. I'm trying to get all that together. I got to get some more information. So I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, and he kind of spanked me because he knew my address and he knew my name. But now I think about it, that's all he knew for real. So he was just fishing for
information. Which ain't hard to, you know,
to attach to my phone number and shit. So, but I'm all caught up in that clearance shit. I'm just fucked up and shit. So I'm thinking it's real and shit. I'm like, damn, is this gonna fuck me up? Cause I'm under investigation right now as it is. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada, yada. And he kind of had me spinning for a looping for real. Nigga asked me about my bank account and shit.
He ain't asked me for no numbers or not for my social or nothing. But he was just fishing for information to see if, I guess, if I was like a mark or whatever, if mm-hmm. I probably like transfer money over to him or something. But mm-hmm. the nigga was talking about, yeah, we trying to clear you because, you know, we've been watching, it's moving to Texas and all this shit. And I was like, once I hung up with him and shit, I Googled the motherfucker's name. And it's somebody that actually worked for the Border Patrol with that name and shit. But it's also, when you go down a little bit, Google a little further, it's like a known scam where they use that guy's mm-hmm. name. But it's crazy because I'm like, if you gonna scam some shit like that, why would you use the same person's name yeah. every time, to where it's like you Google this nigga's name and that scam comes up? Same badge number and all that shit. They must have stole that nigga information or something, but they had me kind of fucked up because my wallet did get stolen maybe like 10, 8 years ago or some shit, you know what I mean? I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers moving the coke in my name and shit. Like, what the fuck? They gonna fuck my shit over. I'm gonna have to explain this shit to the investigators and shit. Like, what the fuck? And I started thinking about it more. I'm like, what? He was like, they got properties all over Texas in your name and shit. I'm like,
and if it was the border control, they not going to call you. They would have
Nigga, they would have been knocked on the door.
They ain't be no heads up.
Yeah, or they would have caught you when you was getting lunch.
They
would
they would have just followed the package exactly. to the crib or whatever the case may be. And then it don't even make sense.
He probably just knew he had one, too.
Yeah, he thought he did. And then I started, like, asking questions and shit. And he was like, all right, it's too much shit. He was like, yeah, the U.S. Marshals will call you in a little bit. They hung the phone and shit. And I was kind of spinning the shit.
What number did he call from?
It had somebody's name that came up. Some Idaho shit. They be spoofing niggas.
Yeah, that's why I only answer no. If I don't know the number, you can call that bitch 100 times. I ain't answering that bitch. You better text me and leave me a voicemail. I swear to God, like, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, I got this Google phone. Right. They got a service where it got like a robot answer machine for real, and mm-hmm. it'll be like, "Yo, what's your deal?" And it'll ask the niggas why it's ringing, mm-hmm. and then they can leave a little message and say, "I'm calling for this or that." If it's a real person, mm-hmm. and it'll send it to me while it's ringing and shit. But if they don't bullshit, usually they just hang up.
Yeah,
that nigga had me fucked up for a second. I was kind of panicking almost. And I'm like, "What the fuck?" Because I had went to Cancun, and he was like, it came from Cancun. I was like, did I leave my ID? I didn't leave my ID. What the fuck? Did I sign something, or what the hell?
Another scam I seen is, like, people are, you might be, like, out in public somewhere. You might see, like, a scan code somewhere, like, on the wall or something.
Uh-huh. The QR code.
QR
yeah,
code,
you shouldn't,
yeah. You shouldn't
just scan
just,
any
right.
QR code. Yeah. Hell no.
Mm-hmm. Take a shit sweet. You got your whole clip.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers got clever and clever.
Yeah, man. Gotta watch your back. Watch your front.
Side to side.
Mm-hmm.
To this day. Can't to this wait. Day.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
Shit ain't changed.
You already know. Shit, shout out to Francis Ngannou, man. And what's the name about to get about
Tyson
to fight?
Tyson Fury.
Yeah. What's the name was saying? Who was saying that shit? I can't remember who said it, but they said that nigga got 6 figures for that shit.
Who that?
No, 7 figures for that shit. Ngannou.
And that's way more than he got in UFC. That's why he's out the way.
Nigga, that's a multitude that he made for all of his fights combined. Shout out to him. He about to go out there and get the shit.
I already said he probably gonna get knocked the fuck out, but.
It's hard for me. Well, I guess he knocked out.
That nigga Fury so big, dog, and like to be that size and like this.
That nigga's
gonna be
a
tough.
Mutant, man.
Yeah, for real.
That's a mutant, man. Ngannou is not a regular human. That nigga look like black.
And
ass
if
Blanca.
He get, yeah, if he get, if you know what I mean,
Blanca.
I think he gonna have to take one to get, you know what I mean, get one of his shits off. But
okay, he's still getting that $10 mil. It don't even matter. He can get pasted in the first round. Check clip.
Nigga did it. Yeah, some good fights coming. Canelo, Charlo.
Word.
Yeah.
You already know, man.
Thanks for tuning in again, everybody.
We still here, man. Y'all know we still here.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate it. Catch up when you catch up. You know what I mean?
Thanks for tuning in.
It is what it is.
Man, stay cool out here. You know?
Try to anyway. Stay
keep your fucking elbows lotion. Don't let your elbows dry out.
Yeah, and don't forget
your kneecaps too.
And don't forget And when y'all at work, don't forget to wash your hands. I be noticing a lot of cats don't be washing their hands.
You already know. Drink water, motherfuckers.
Hey, and don't forget to
smoke weed every day.